Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill and Fox News about the price of gasoline, which depends on the price of oil. And the price of oil is dropping, not skyrocketing, despite the threat of geopolitical violence in the Middle East, Israel and Iran tangled and no end in sight. However, the price of gasoline, I was once told, is every penny off a price of gasoline is a tax cut to the American people. Good for the American people in this time of inflation. It also helps the incumbents in office, perhaps. Right now, it's going down. It's moderating. Good for America. The future, unknown. Here's Elizabeth Peake. Much more to say later tonight.
Yeah. It's interesting. The price of oil just plummeted overnight because Israel presumably promised the White House that they would not bomb Iranian oil fields. And there certainly was a premium in oil prices with that possibility because the expectation was that Israel wasn't going to go after the nuclear facilities. Number one, they might not be successful. Number two, the oil fields are an easier target. And right. they cut off the income stream that has enriched all these enriched the mullahs, who then enriched the proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, and allowed them to carry out war against Israel. That combined with a really soft outlook for China has really put pressure on oil prices. Will it last? I don't know. You tell me what the Israelis are going to really do.